Hi there. Welcome to another episode of Tech Empowered. This is a podcast where we share real stories of people whose lives have been transformed by technology across Africa and beyond. This podcast is brought to you by Tech for Dev. Tech for Dev is a nonprofit organization creating opportunities for economic prosperity through digital skills empowerment and advocacy. I am your host, Yemisi, and today's episode is a bit different. You see, behind every successful tech talent is someone who believed, who guided, who poured in. And today's episode is a celebration of one of those people. Our guest today is Manuel Shada El Islam. She's someone whose impact stretches far beyond code or products. She's a globally recognized product leader, investor, and the visionary behind Entrogy X Ventures. But more than her titles, she's a builder of people, of systems, and of possibilities. If you've ever wondered what real influence looks like, it's this: quiet power, purpose in motion, and a hand extended just when it's needed most. So sit back, relax, and let's get right into the call for today. Hello, Manel Shada.
Hello, hi MEC, hi everyone. Really excited to actually be on this podcast and thanks again for having me.
Awesome. Thank you. We're so glad to have you on the podcast today. Okay, so let's start from the very top. So you introduce yourself. What was your background like before getting into tech? What makes you tick?
Yeah, sure. What makes me tick? I think I'll start with that one actually. Really, first of all, it's the joy of people. I am obviously an extrovert, but more than extrovert, I'm actually a person who really enjoys seeing the impact of whatever I do, whether it's actually even just kind of like a saying or a smile on people. And I really like that. This is why I got myself into mentorship, right? Is because it's an avenue for me to share my knowledge, to share the expertise, and to really see the growth of those basically amazing entrepreneurs and tech leaders, and those basically product managers, really specifically I would say in my domain, thriving and I would say forging their road in terms of kind of like, their careers and really seeing actually those mentorship sessions and or those stories or even those milestones kind of like changing their lives and basically really being impactful milestones is again what really drives me, I would say.
Fantastic. Okay, so tell us about your background. What was life before getting into tech? Did you have a tech background?
Okay, very good question. Let me kind of introduce myself very briefly in here. So my name is Manal Shadal Islam bin Mahsan, as you mentioned, maybe the longest name ever you've heard. And from that kind of like, it tells you how my mother and father really had the culture of excellence, right? They were like, you need to be the best in everything, and you need to kind of like be the first in everything, and you need to be always on top, and so on. So this is how I got a scholarship, a full scholarship to study computer science and business administration in the American University in Cairo. And as I actually did a computer science background, so obviously I kind of like, had the tech background from early on, as in kind of like a path towards a professional career, right? And then from there, I actually moved to the US in Colorado University in Boulder, and this is where I worked for a startup for some time. From working on a startup and really kind of like seeing the culture over there, I really kind of like appreciated, I would say, the ecosystem over there in the US. So I went on to work for an American company afterwards, which is GE, General Electric, and I got into the Digital Technology Leadership Program. It's a managerial program for tech professionals to kind of like get into the management track. And for me specifically, it was the product management kind of like track. So that was quite an interesting journey, all the way from California, San Francisco to San Ramon. From there also to Europe, with the program. I actually spent some time between France and Italy, and then here in Dubai as well. So it was quite a journey, I would say, all the way from Cairo, Algeria, Colorado, San Francisco, Paris, and the Florence actually in Italy, and then in here in Dubai. It gave me that, I would say, international exposure very early on in my career, and really to see basically how the tech is evolving from the epicenter of the American ecosystem all the way to Europe, to Africa, and then also here actually to the GCC market and in Dubai. And I believe that kind of like, you know, ecosystem and exposure really made me feel how lucky I am and how far it got me. And this is why I was able to kind of like, you know, start giving early on, and I actually opened my incubator Anthrojax Ventures at the time when I was still actually employed in the corporate, in order to train the entrepreneurs and the African youth towards their next step and towards their digital upskilling, let me say. So that was running actually in Algeria and Egypt for some time. And while I got kind of like, you know, further in my professional career, when I got into the, when I was basically global director for the digital sustainability in Baker Hughes for some time, I was like, okay, now I know my way in the professional career, right? And it's time to basically try something else. And I think after a decade, basically, that's how I jumped into the venture studio and turned my incubator into an AI native venture studio, which is called Anthrojax Ventures. And we're focusing now on the intersection of AI and energy tech across GCC and Africa. So that's actually a bit about my journey.
Wow, fantastic. I mean, you have such an extensive experience, you know, in these different markets that you have worked in. And so what inspired you to become a mentor, and how did that relationship with Tech for Dev start?
Yeah, I think honestly, again, as I mentioned, it's basically part of our own African culture, right? Like to give back. And I think this is such a powerful and an indicator to, again, the values that we have as an African continent and African community, which is all about the community, the family, and giving back, and really kind of like the thrive of oneself coming from the sense of community and coming from the sense of a group. And I was no different from that, honestly. It was really the fact that I'm seeing my community in need, right? And I came from a place called Ouargla, and Ouargla is in the southeast of Algeria. And it's a place where for a couple of years, actually, it was known by a very, very high level of unemployability. And when I say unemployment and unemployability, I'm saying here both, it's because of the ecosystem as well over there in Ouargla. The youth could not actually find the right opportunities for them to make themselves employable, right? So it's not just the higher rates of, okay, there is no work, but then even if they have the will and they have basically the, I would say kind of like the drive, the opportunities were very, very limited. Like, you know, they could not kind of like find a very high level training program in order to actually upskill accordingly and to prepare themselves to the future of work or the future of market. And this is honestly what it inspired me. Literally, Ouargla inspired me. And the fact that our youth could not actually find those opportunities at the time, now things are a bit different, of course, but then 15 years ago, it was a place where you have all those multinational companies of oil and gas coming actually to the region, but not the opportunity that comes with it. And this is what inspired me to do something. Like, I was very lucky to be basically getting into the scholarships. I got a scholarship to learn English, and then I got a scholarship to go to the US when I was in high school, and then I got another scholarship to kind of like study in the American University in Cairo. So for me, it was different, but that was not the standard path, right? And this is why it kind of like pushed me to kind of like give back and make sure that I open doors for people just the same way actually they got opened for me and changed my life as well.
Fantastic. I mean, that's very admirable for you to do that, because again, not a lot of people look back, you know, when you're moving, because everybody is trying to build their careers, trying to move forward. But not a lot of people look back, which is actually one of the things that we are very passionate about at Tech for Dev, to ensure that, you know, as we're pouring into people, or as much as you've been poured into, you need to also look back and also give back and pour into others. So that's very fantastic. And we're so happy to have you on board as a mentor in our mentorship program. So my next question is, so what has been like the most rewarding part of mentoring tech talents through Tech for Dev?
The most rewarding part of it is actually seeing the impact of the mentorship, right? I'm an impact-driven person. What this means is that I really like to see actually the output of whatever I put in, whatever I build. Again, this is why I'm an engineer, right? So basically, it really drives me to see the results of actually those mentorship. And when these mentees come back to me and they say, hey, we actually implemented that framework that you said last time around communication as a product manager, and it actually worked. And we got out of a conflict, or we resolved actually that issue that we had for a couple of weeks now or months. Thank you. That's really actually the most rewarding aspect of it. It's really something that I find very, very, very rewarding. And this is how I define the impact.
Fantastic. Okay, so in your opinion, what are the skills or mindsets that African talents need to thrive globally?
I think, listen, I always say for African talent, we have an amazing talent, actually. And we have a pool of talent that is before it was inaccessible, but then now today with the internet and with all the remote work and with all the future of work as well, is very, very accessible to everyone around the world. Now it's just basically on us, first as leaders of the ecosystem, of the African ecosystem, to encourage our African talent to put themselves out there in the positioning of the war of talent and the pool of talent globally. But then also it's actually on the African talent themselves to seek out those opportunities. Again, I always tell people, it's true that maybe early on I got chance to basically so many scholarships and so on, but I also sought after this like very, very hard. I actually kind of like, you know, went on searching, asking people, what can I do? I really want to kind of like, you know, study in America. How do I do that? What are the open kind of like, you know, occasions? If there is no occasion, can we have one? And just pushing through. It's not easy. And nothing great comes in life if it's actually easy. It's supposed to be difficult. And because it's difficult, this is why so few people actually do it, right? So it's very important that, as I mentioned, it's a dual responsibility, and it's the responsibility of the African leaders ecosystem, like what you guys are doing in Tech for DV and other basically great organizations like yourselves, as well as actually the leaders ourselves, to kind of like encourage the talent to seek out opportunities with all what's opening. But then also it's really up to the talent themselves to kind of like make themselves employable, as I mentioned, and seek after those opportunities of upskilling and of mentorship and of just putting themselves out there actually really to the challenge.
Fantastic. Thank you so much for highlighting that, seeking out opportunities. And I mean, you're very spot on. Nothing great in life comes easy. You have to actually put in the work and actually, you know, be dogged, you know, about your plans and your dreams. Okay, so outside of mentoring, what are some projects or professional roles you're currently involved in?
Yeah, so I am currently hiring for our internship program in Anthrogex Ventures. As I mentioned, we're an AI native venture studio for AI, the intersection of AI and energy and climate. We're more than actually happy to receive applications for people who want to basically get into the journey of AI and the normal thing. And we're working on some really, really cool technologies. I would say we're working on how can we basically make the digital twin more accessible in Africa in order to kind of like push the SDG goals, specifically of energy affordability and energy security. That's one of the things. We're really working on energy efficiency. How can we make energy efficiency accessible across the emerging markets, starting by Africa, but then also actually all the way to South Asia and other basically markets. We're also working on ESG reporting and how can generative AI kind of basically flip the narrative when it comes to the environmental compliance science, right? We're basically looking into that as well, and how we can use generative AI into safety as well, and how we can really make sure that basically the workplaces, especially kind of like high-risk workplaces such as construction, oil and gas fields, and so on and so forth, can be made actually more safe and all. So all in all, we're building some really cool technologies, I would say, within the Venture Studio. This is something that I'm really proud of, and proud actually of our teams, where they are pushing. And I do invite everyone who is interested to kind of like, you know, reach out to us, whether partners, whether interns, whether full-time, whether investors, whether collaborators. We're all very welcome to interact with everyone from that perspective. Another project that I'm working on as well is actually Women Collective, which is, as an angel investor myself, who invested in tech ventures before, we are now democratizing the investment on tech as women investors as well. And I work a lot on women empowerment, actually. When I was in corporate, I was leading the regional corporate women network for Baker Hughes, and then also before that for GE, for General Electric. And I worked across the region of Africa, Middle East, Turkey, and India, in order to kind of like, you know, push through that. And that gave me really a look into what are the gaps that we're seeing in terms of youth and women empowerment. So we decided to actually kind of like co-found this Women Collective, where we democratize tech investments for women investors within the tech ecosystem, and making sure that more cap tables have women investors in them. So I think those two projects are kind of like, you know, my focus as of now. And of course, I continue to mentor and get involved, I would say, in so many youth activities and women-related activities as well.
Fantastic. Thank you so much for sharing. I mean, you heard it here, guys. If you fall into any of these categories, I mean, how are people supposed to reach out to you? Maybe someone wants to probably be a part of the Women Collective or the internships at Entrogex.
Sure. They are more than welcome to reach out to me in LinkedIn or through email, shada@entrogex.com.
Fantastic. Thank you for sharing that. Okay, so share a fun fact about yourself. You know, what's currently exciting you? Maybe not necessarily work-related.
Definitely, yes. So I skied in the Himalaya, and I do horse riding, and I do hiking actually a lot. Now my next goal is actually to go into the African Himalaya. So I'm like, I really can't wait to go to Tanzania and kind of like basically really hike in there. So that's basically my next goal in terms of non-work related.
Fantastic. Oh, so what's skiing like? What is that, like a thrilling adventure for you, or why skiing?
I think it's just enjoyable. I like adrenaline, so I do horse riding as well and stuff, so I mean, like, it's really quite fun. So I really want to kind of like, you know, get into Kilimanjaro very soon and see how I can do this in Africa.
So you're very adventurous. Would you describe yourself as an adrenaline junkie?
In sports and all, yes, definitely I am. Yeah, 100%. But when it comes to work and business, we take basically that with a calculation-based kind of like adventure, not just no adventure.
Okay, so would you recommend the Tech for Dev mentorship program to young talents, and why would you?
Of course, yeah, definitely. I mean, first of all, you guys doing an excellent job in actually picking out the mentees first, and I really appreciate that. I've always had, like, you know, some excellent candidates who are coachable, right, and who are willing to learn and who are actually listening. And sometimes, by the way, I do come get some requests, basically some people who are not coachable. So there is a difference between actually being a mentee yourself. As a mentee, are you coachable or not? Are you willing to listen? Are you willing to kind of like take the feedback and actually exercise it and then come back with the results? Are you willing to change your usual habits, right, of how you do things, and kind of like, you know, be able to absorb the new knowledge that you're getting or not? And what I found in the Tech for Dev mentees is that actually they are. And this is the same thing that I really appreciate, actually, in what you guys are doing. Definitely, I would basically encourage everyone to basically get in. It's the community again. It's not just around the theoretical knowledge that you're getting, but it's actually around the community. So if anyone is interested or is listening to this, please make sure you apply to Tech for Dev.
Fantastic. Thank you so much for sharing that. And thank you so much for taking the time to be on this podcast with us. Really enjoyed this conversation.
I really enjoyed it as well. Thank you for having me and thank you for the invitation.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you for sharing not just your expertise, but your heart. Your story is a powerful reminder that leadership is more about impact, and the work you're doing through mentorship is shaping futures far beyond your own. And to our listeners, whether you're an aspiring tech professional, a founder, or someone looking to make a difference, Chada's journey shows what's possible when you lead with purpose and pay it forward. So if you're looking for a sign to mentor, grow, or reach higher, this is it. Thank you so much for joining us today. Don't forget to share and subscribe to Tech Empowered for more conversations that move the needle. I remain your humble host, Yemisi. And until next time, stay inspired.